Welcome, welcome, welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I am so glad you have joined us today. Today is going to be a real talk, full of honesty and truth. So let's open in prayer before I begin to share. Father, Yahweh, we come before you today looking for answers. We need help with everyday life. We are tired, Lord. Some of us feel worn down by a thousand little things. And some of us are facing battles so big we can barely breathe. We confess that we don't have it all together. We need your presence, your wisdom, and your strength. You are the very breath we breathe. And we are desperate for you today. Yeshua, you see every fox in our vineyard, the obvious ones and the hidden ones. You know the burdens we carry, the fears we try to hide, and the disappointments that threaten to steal our hope. We ask you right now to meet us in the mess. Remind us that you are not surprised by our struggles. And you are not far away. You promise that when we walk through the fire, you will be with us. You promised never to leave us or forsake us. Lord, help us to see your faithfulness, even when life feels unfair. Show us what it means to bear fruit in hard seasons. Grow in us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Even when the foxes are circling, we give you our worries, our exhaustion, our questions, and our hopes. Open our hearts to your word today. Speak to us, encourage us, and help us trust you with every part of our vineyard. Thank you for loving us. Just as we are. We thank you for your reckless love and your goodness. We surrender to you right now. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Let me just be honest. Lately it's felt like life has been a chess match with a fox. In my case, literally and metaphorically. First, let me share about our literal battle with an actual fox. We've been fighting to keep a fox away from our hens, and he scored a couple of wins. Mostly because a few of our hens like to break curfew and free range in the middle of the night. We have a whole coop complex, and every evening my son herds them into the coops. However, there always seems to be a few who won't cooperate. And they roost on top of the coops rather than go inside them. We have placed a wall of ultrasonic sound makers around the coop complex. We have a coyote decoy named Wacky Coyote. We have a radio playing voices. We have security cameras that flash lights and sound alarms. For a couple years, all of these have worked. However, the foxes that hens walking around the field is a temptation worth the pain, and when they step outside the defensive wall, they become easy prey. So we are working harder at enforcing the rule. Everyone goes inside the coops at night. Absolutely no midnight snacking out in the field. But you know, as much as we've been battling this fox in the field, it struck me the other day that I'm also fighting foxes everywhere else in my life. Because it's not just my hens getting picked off. It's my peace, my patience, my sense of control. It's like every time I finally herd all the chickens into one safe spot, something else slips through the fence. In just the last few weeks, I've been hit with a string of trouble that would make anyone wonder if there's something bigger going on. Let me give you the highlight reel. Air conditioning in my car, a must-have in triple-digit Florida heat, started blowing warm air instead of cold again. This has been an ongoing problem for over a year, which I've been to the dealership to have addressed more than once. They have yet to find a leak or any problem they can fix. This means that tomorrow, I go see them again. My water system has decided to have issues. It could be because of all the power hits lately, or because we need maintenance on our system due to the heavy water use in the past few weeks. We do have over 100 birds, and that's a lot of drinking water. Not to mention the triple-digit heat of Florida summer requires water misters to keep them cool. And we've had lots of extra laundry due to my dog having accidents in my bed. Which brings me to that issue. My 12-year-old Sheba, Kiwana, had a severe UTI. During her follow-up appointment, she peed and dropped about 10 bladder stones in the collection cup. An x-ray revealed that her bladder is actually full of stones. Tomorrow, before heading to the car dealership, we will be dropping her off at the vet for surgery. Since she requires surgery, my own health issues cannot be addressed yet. Or my son's. I had to cancel a biopsy my doctor wants for lumps on my thyroids. I don't have insurance, so my account cannot handle both a dog surgery and my biopsy. And since my doctor said that 95% of thyroid lumps are benign, I feel like I could put this on hold until the finances settle out. Then there are equipment issues. The other day, lightning struck my roof antenna, fried my TV, and I had to replace it. Also last week, my laptop, which I use for work, died completely, and I had to buy a new one. Financially, things have been tighter than usual. My income is primarily from alimony from my ex. In the past 6 weeks, he's had no extra overtime in the paychecks. While base pay helps pay the regular bills, there just has been no extra to help with all these extra expenses. And just when I thought maybe there was a silver lining, like a new job opportunity, even that's been an uphill battle. My interview got messed up twice, thanks to technology hiccups. And this Tuesday will be my third attempt. I guess it's either third time's the charm or three strikes and I'm out. But I'll be honest, it's been a lot. Foxes haven't just been in the field. They've been everywhere. I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. Maybe your foxes look different than mine. Maybe it's anxiety or a relationship struggle or bills that just keep coming. But I think we all know what it feels like to feel like our vineyard, our lives, the place where the good things are supposed to grow, is under attack. And that's when I remembered a verse from the Song of Solomon. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. At Song of Solomon 2:15, it hit me. Sometimes it's not one big disaster that threatens a vineyard, but a bunch of little foxes, persistent, sneaky, relentless, that wear us down and chip away at the good things God is trying to grow in us. Some days it feels like the foxes are winning. But God's word says that's not the end of the story. So today I want to talk about what we do when the foxes won't quit. How do we protect the vineyard? How do we bear fruit when we're under pressure? And is it possible, even in the middle of tribulation, to hold on to hope and be living proof that God is faithful no matter what? You're not alone in this. Let's get honest about the foxes. And let's see what the Lord might want to show us about faith, fruit, and the fight to overcome. So, once again, Song of Solomon 2:15 tells us, catch for us foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. So the first thing we do is pray. Ask God for help. When the Bible talks about foxes, talking about more than just a clever animal. Foxes are the sneaky, hidden things that slip through the cracks and threaten what's good, what's growing in our lives, Sometimes they're small. An unexpected bill. A harsh word. A missed opportunity. Sometimes they're big. A health scare. A broken relationship. A loss you never saw coming. But whatever, whether they come by the dozens or just one at a time, they add up. Before you know it, your vineyard, your peace, your faith, your hope feels like it's under siege. I've been fighting off a literal fox, but also all those other foxes. Discouragement, frustration, fear. I have to fight them in my mind, too. Taking every thought captive and refusing to let those what-ifs spiral out of control. You know the kinds of thoughts that I mean. The ones that keep you up at night asking, how am I going to get through this? Or even, is God mad at me? Have I failed him in some way? Maybe you have your own foxes. Anxiety that creeps up on you at night, whispering worst-case scenarios. Disappointments that nibble at your hope, making it hard to believe that good things could still happen. Losses, big or small, leave you wondering if anything will ever grow again. Resentments or regrets that keep circling, always hungry for more of your mental energy. Weariness from fighting the same battles over and over and wondering if faithfulness even matters. Sometimes the hardest part isn't the one big disaster, but a thousand little foxes. They slip in when we're tired, when we're distracted, when we let our guard down for just a moment. And left unchecked, they can do real damage, stealing our joy, our peace, our sense of purpose. It's just like the real fox. If we let our guard down, he'll slip in and steal a hen. But we have to stay vigilant. And here's the thing. God calls us to name the foxes, to face them, not ignore them. That's where healing starts. Not in pretending everything's fine, but in getting honest about what's really going on in our vineyard. And then we find a promise in the Bible to war with. We make declarations and decrees based on what Yahweh says, not on the circumstances we find ourselves in. That's how we make sure the foxes don't win. That's why that verse in Song of Solomon is so critical. It shows us we go to God and ask him to catch those foxes, to deal with those issues, to show us the battle plan. We have to go to God first. Yeshua said plainly, in this world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. It's John 16:33. Tribulation means pressure, affliction, being squeezed by circumstances. It's not wrath. It's not punishment. Yeshua actually promised we would face it. But he also promised, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When the foxes come, it doesn't mean God is absent. It doesn't necessarily mean you have sinned either. If you know you have, just repent. What it really means, though, is that the story isn't finished yet. It means you have the opportunity to fight the good fight of faith. Sometimes when the pressure mounts, we start to wonder if God is punishing us or has left us. Tribulation is not a sign of God's anger. It's actually something Yeshua warned us would come. It's part of living in a fallen world, not proof that we failed or that God's mad at us. In fact, some of the people God loved most in Scripture, Joseph, David, Paul, faced incredible hardship and pressure. Yet God used those seasons not to destroy them, but to refine them, to make their faith real and unshakable. So if you're in a season of tribulation, like I am, don't let the enemy convince you that you're alone or unloved. Remember, the battle isn't proof of God's absence. It's a chance to see his faithfulness up close. The story isn't finished yet, and God is still writing hope into your life. But what is the fruit in our vineyard? When we talk about the vineyard, we have to ask, what is the fruit God wants to grow in us? It's easy to think fruit is just outward success, answered prayers, the crisis averted, victory won. But God's idea of fruit so often looks different than ours. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Sometimes bearing fruit means simply showing up when you want to give up. It's patience when you're waiting for the job interview to finally happen, or when healing takes longer than you hoped. It's kindness and faithfulness when you're stretched thin and tempted to snap at the people you love. It's holding on to peace when the world feels like chaos, and joy when nothing seems to be going your way. The fruit God is after isn't about looking strong or put together. It's about letting His Spirit shape our character, even in the mess. Sometimes the most powerful testimony isn't a life that's free from trouble, but a life that keeps loving, keeps hoping, keeps trusting right in the middle of it. I remember years ago, I worked at a power plant and I had an issue come up several weeks into the job, and it just wasn't my normal cheery self. And one of the guys said, really, he was glad I had that trouble so visibly in front of him because it made him trust me more. Because before I had seemed so perfect, and that made him like afraid of me. It made him not trust me. It's like it was not the kind of thing that seemed he could relate to. But when I had a problem that he saw openly and I dealt with it appropriately, then he was able to realize I'm just a person just like you. I'm real and I have trouble too. And sometimes I deal with it right, and sometimes I don't. And so that my lack of perfection made him trust me. So it was a testimony to him. And then he listened to my advice. He listened to me a bit more after that. And I was able to be a witness to him in the midst of trouble because he saw I did have trouble and I handled it well. But when the world sees us bearing the fruit of the Spirit through the chaos, when we forgive, when we choose hope, when we keep showing up, they see a living, breathing reminder that our Heavenly Father is real and that He loves us deeply. Our fruit is the evidence of His presence in our lives, even when the vineyard feels battered and bruised. But how do we bear fruit when the foxes are everywhere? John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But how do we bear fruit when the foxes are everywhere? Stay connected to Yeshua. Sometimes faithfulness just means not quitting today. Oh, trust me, I've had many days when I felt like just giving up and quitting, especially when it's one hit after the other. Like the past couple weeks have been, it's like, oh my goodness, what the heck? Then you just want to check out of life. But we must let our roots go deep. Fruit grows slowly. Sometimes the richest fruits grow in the hardest seasons, where roots are forced to dig deeper for water. So these moments of extreme pressure, of going through one thing after another, should drive us to the presence of God, should encourage us to let our roots go deeper into Him. We run to the Lord. Lord, we are dealing with all these little foxes that are trying to ruin our vineyard, but you are faithful. Show us the way. Remember, God's presence is in the fire. Trust Him there. Lord, I'm in the fire, but I know You're here with me.
Amen.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, is what Isaiah 43:2 tells us. We have to remember this. We run to him. We let him remind us. He is with us, and he's going through this with us. He doesn't take us out of it all the time. He'll go through it. Like many people say, I'm going through hell. Well, keep on going through. Don't camp. Don't stay there. Just keep on walking. Keep moving forward. The Lord is with you. You'll get through it. We win when we choose not to give up, when we choose to obey, when we choose to fight the battle with the weapon the Lord has given us, which is the Word. It may not be easy, but the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yield to his help. Let him show you the way through, step by step. Some days, I just whisper, help me, Lord, while working, and that's enough for him to meet me where I'm at. And remember, praying in tongues is a strong weapon too. Use it. Sometimes we just don't know what to say. So let the Holy Spirit say it through you. Romans 8:26-27 says that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, interceding for us with groans too deep for words. But don't forget to use both the Word and the Spirit to fight those foxes. You are never fighting alone. He is with you, giving you what you need, one day at a time. And I want to encourage you that you're not alone. And the foxes don't get to win all the time. Sometimes it feels like they're winning. Like that fox in my field, it got a couple of them by hens. Actually three. But every single one of those hens was out after curfew, out in the field, in a vulnerable place. So our battle, our defenses were working. The hens got themselves in trouble, which should be a lesson for us to stay inside the walls of protection the Lord has set for us. Amen. But you're not less spiritual because you're struggling. Struggle is proof you're still in the fight. God's promises don't expire when circumstances get tough. Fire is real, but so is his presence. He promises to go through it with us, not to keep us from it. Your life, your faithfulness in the middle of the battle can be someone else's hope. Let's be a community that's honest about the foxes, honest about the tribulation, and honest about the God who never leaves or forsakes us. He is our ever-present help in the time of trouble. And remember your story. Your faithfulness in the middle of your battles can be the very thing that helps someone else keep going. Be faithful, obey, stay inside the protective walls, the boundaries that God has set for us. They're for our protection. Just like me telling those chickens and turkeys to go inside the coop at night. My son herding them in. It's for their protection. And when they are stubborn and they stay out and then they start wandering in the field in the middle of the night, they become easy prey for the fox. We don't want to become easy prey for the enemy. Amen? Let's stay inside those boundaries. Don't be afraid to share your struggles. We don't have to wait until everything is perfect to be a testimony. Sometimes the most powerful encouragement that he gives is to say, me too. I'm in the fight and God is holding me. We need each other. And we need to remind each other that the foxes don't get the final say. God does. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, help us to see the fruit you're growing in us. Even when the foxes are everywhere. Help us to remain faithful. to trust your promises, and to know that you are with us in every fire. May we each be faithful branches, bearing fruit, even in the hardest seasons. Let our lives be living vineyards, bearing fruit that lasts for your glory. Amen. Well, I sincerely pray this message has encouraged you today. If you have any questions or need prayer, please email me at lotsofloveministries.com. I would love to connect with you. Now, as you fight your battles this week, whether they be small or they be large, may our dear Lord and Savior bring shalom to your home.